Welcome to the Manager's Desk. I'm Mike Cornell. I always find it interesting how listeners react to our letter months. For many, writing that letter is something they set out to get done early in the month, and then, well, you know, sometimes it's last minute and sometimes it's not at all. Here are a couple examples of that. Rose and Shano writes, "Every year I think I'll send a card and never do, but you always make your goal. But I'd feel bad if you didn't." One other reason I got on the bandwagon this year was hearing another listener write that they felt night sounds was creepy. And I wanted to second that. I always shut it off at the time because it gives me the willies. Other than that, I love it all, especially Janet Parshow, and also Friday when her husband joins her. I always trust their views, especially about current happenings, for example, the assassination of Charlie Kirk. You all do a wonderful, blessed job of bringing everything to us. I do pass you on. I will miss Mike's voice. Best wishes to him. Well, I'm not sure if she's referring to my absence because of knee replacement surgery this Thursday or my retirement next summer. In either case, it's good to know that someone will miss me. And I'm quite sure exactly how she feels about night sounds, at least the opening theme music, but that only lasts for less than a minute. If you can get past that, I think you'll enjoy the rest of the program. And my thanks to everyone who helped us reach our goal for Letter Month. Now on to the second example, this from Faye in Suamico. Greetings. Missed the letter month, but just wanted to write a quick letter of support to all of you for what you all do to keep WRVM up and running. Thank you for letting God direct your steps as far as programming and music and what is said over the air. May God bless you all. Well, even if you missed writing during letter month, we do enjoy hearing your comments. In fact, we wouldn't mind hearing from you every month. As I mentioned the other day, when you make a gift to WRVM, the only mail you'll get from us is a receipt and a self-addressed envelope should you wish to send another gift. Many listeners do that every month. Your prayers and support are what make this radio ministry possible. Thank you for your support. Our mailing address, WRVM, Box 212, Suring, Wisconsin, 54174. That's Box 212, Suring, Wisconsin, 54174. Or you can make a gift online at our website, wrvm.org. For the Manager's Desk, I'm Mike Cornell.